Hey everybody, it's spring and it's season three of the Bayhouse Bars. Season three, everybody, whoop whoop! They've all got their mouths full. They actually are whooping with me. I feel like I'm on my own. So, hi everyone, how are we?
Hi, good.
So you've got your photograph today, haven't you, Year 11?
Yeah.
So not just a solo photo like at the start of the year, but the big old end of year, whole year group together. And you were discussing how you're feeling about that. You're quite far away, Sammy, so you might want to shuffle in. But how do we feel about the photo today?
Why has it got to be fifth period? Yeah, no.
I don't know, that's a good question.
The worst time to do it.
I think it's possibly just when the photographer can make it.
And like they have to set all up. Like,
they do have to set, it's quite a lot to set up. Have you seen the setup?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's crazy. It does everyone very excited. So there's lots of tiered seats and things. It's really cool.
Will the chair
fit in that gap? Yeah, it'll fit in that gap, yeah. So we're just moving chairs, everybody. We should have done this before we came online. Okay, so why not fifth period?
Because right, you get in and you look okay, right? You've just woken up, you've put whatever effort you want to put in, but that's effort again. But then by the end of the day, you've gone through five classrooms full of bacteria and small children, and you look bad.
Is it all about, I guess, because it is a photograph, it is about what you look like.
Darcy, if you're in a classroom full of small children, I think you're
in the children have been in there, they have put their bacteria.
Sorry.
So yeah, Kate raised a good point. Also, half of you have had PE, which tends to make you a little look more flushed because the blood has rushed to get cooler on the surface of your skin. Absolutely, okay, I get that. And I was about to say, is it all about what you look like? But obviously it's a photograph, so kind of, yeah, it is, isn't it?
You can't really get anything else from them.
Yeah, and it's something that will be with you for life. But actually, coming to school on a day-to-day basis, that it's not really about that, is it? You don't come to school to look good. I know people feel pressured to, but actually that's not what it's about, is it? Jack is curiously, we're going to come back to this because Jack is curiously sniffing his drink. Jack, what are you drinking today?
The sour cherry probe student parkrun thing.
Yeah, so it's the iPro sour cherry. We did before Easter a taste test with lots of the ambassadors across the school, so our anti-bullying team, we're calling these our character champions. And they're the anti-bullying team, the mission inclusive, and the mental health ambassadors. And they all went to the main hall and did a taste test with iPro. I really liked the sour cherry, but I quite like it really cold. It can't be warm and like it's been in your bag for three periods. So it's how is it, Jack?
Smells worse than it is.
Smells worse than it is. Well, you're drinking it, not salty, so that's good.
Not yet.
So yeah. So it's supposed to be really good. It's in partnership with Parkrun because it's really good to hydrate you. So there's less sugars, it's actually better for you than some of the flavoured waters we've had in the canteen up to now. Do you notice anything about the lid, Jack?
It's still attached.
It's still attached, absolutely.
It's so annoying. Can't put them back on again.
Yeah, but it's better than you can make everywhere.
You can, but it doesn't work.
You have to break them off and then put them back on.
Otherwise, you find the caps all over the school.
Yeah, it's actually, you can get it on, you just have to fiddle with it a little bit. But actually, otherwise, caps, there you go, it's back on perfectly. It took Jack all of three whole seconds.
Which is
impressive for Jack.
Every minute counts.
Yes, it does, for the whole environment, not just for your GCSEs. So if, I know that Miss Allnut, who is Charlotte in the canteen, she has a bee in her bonnet like I do. I know, different Charlotte. She has a bee in her bonnet about the little caps on the waters, because if you walk around our school, you literally take it off for the first time and it's gone. You don't put it back on again. You don't keep it to put it back on again. And it's on the floor. They're just everywhere. They're like snow drifts. And they're just all over the school. They're hard to pick up with a grabber, so you're picking it up with your hands. You don't know what's on it. So they're a real litter issue. And it's also a single-use plastic. So the idea of having it all connected is that whole bottle can then go into recycling together. As much as it might be a small irritation, much like a paper straw from McDonald's.
Bring the plastic straws back.
No. Mm. It's not our fault that you chew on a straw.
I don't chew on it, they just fall apart.
Yeah, Everyone knows they fall apart.
I had a straw longer than her and mine was completely
because
fine.
You sip, I chug.
I chug, I'm a chugger, I'm also a chugger, but there's a beautiful high
monster,
five there. If you put it, right, here's the top tip for the McDonald's paper straws, everybody, or any paper straws. Don't put it all the way into the liquid at the start. You put it in as far as you need it to and follow the surface of the water down. Because then only the bottom of the straw gets like.
Yeah, but the
immersed.
End with all my saliva gets soggy because it's saliva.
Why are you
licking
a straw?
I'm going to chew it in my mouth.
Oh my god, no, hang on. I need to share this quote from Darcy this morning.
No.
Can I just, this is a PG audience, is this suitable?
Yes, this is.
I feel like we need context.
This morning we were just talking about,
we were talking about how I'm really funny.
And then she said...
I mean, it's an acquired taste, but sure.
And then out of nowhere, Darcy just goes, it just comes out of my mouth.
Like, yeah, she's funny, isn't she?
No, wait, it gets better. Like saliva and words.
What else comes out of your mouth?
And then later on, carbon dioxide. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm with you on that one. I'm funny like Darcy's funny. We're both in a quiet taste. It's fine. So Jack's snorting sour cherry out of his nose right now because he found this conversation quite amusing. Brilliant. So we were talking before we came on air, everybody, for season 3's first episode. We were talking about toilets. Apparently you were talking about it in tutor. We'll come to that in a second because it's part of our character time session in tutor this morning. But before the Easter break, members of our Houses of Parliament actually were painting the V-block toilets upstairs and down because they'd got themselves into a bit of a state. So I just want to publicly thank them. They're going to be nominated for Hot Chocolate Friday next week.
Don't say anything, Luke.
What? Hey, they didn't get given an Easter egg, you shush. So they're getting nominated for Hot Chocolate Friday next week, just because actually I've got some very funny photographs of them as well, in sort of white boiler suits, which were hilarious. They do look like sort of crime scene bay house, it's great. But they gave up their time. When everyone else went home on the last day of term, they dressed themselves in boiler suits and they were painting smelly toilets to make them nicer for our Year 7s, particularly in V Block, which is really nice. And the idea behind that was that it's not the school that causes the issues in the toilets. So the question you had this morning was?
How can the toilets be improved?
Okay. What was your discussion like in your tutor groups?
We didn't have one.
Was it just revision? You were revising, okay. So you guys were, weren't you?
Mine was very controversial.
What was the controversial? Controversiality?
What's the word? I think they were more like talking about the legal side of things.
Okay.
So they were being like, oh, there's not enough toilets for however many students there are in the school open at a time, and there's only one block open when we're all in lessons, and that they should just be all open every day all the time.
Okay, interesting. There are enough available, just not open to you. Lots of schools actually lock all of their toilets all day, like all through the lessons, and only open them at break times. We're quite unusual as a school that we don't lock all of them all the time. So
yeah, and then they would like to improve the smell in toilets because absolutely rank.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's because they're not treated very well. They're not great. Okay, interesting. So what would you do? Obviously, if you didn't have the discussion, you were revising because you know TikTok, every minute counts. We had that today. What would you do to improve the toilets? Because obviously, the people were painting them because they said you know they need to be painted. Why had they gotten so grubby in the first place?
People mess around.
Yeah, people mess around them, don't they?
Don't use them really for the purpose.
Yeah. Why do you think... I know the answer to this, and I'm trying not to just say it out loud. But there's a reason why people are using the toilets for things that they're not intended for, without being too graphic while we're eating our lunch. Why do you think people are in the loos instead of being somewhere else?
They're eating their food.
Yep, they're eating their food. Where have they got to eat their food? Very few places, right? There's not really many places, particularly in the winter months. There aren't many places in our very old buildings for young people to go to sit and eat and relax, which is why we're really excited about the DfE finally moving forwards with the build project. So we'll have more places to sit and eat. We'll have a bigger canteen, which is just absolutely brilliant. So there's only really the canteen, which gets very, very crowded, or the main hall. And it's not fair, really, is it? And so that's why young people go into the loo. Going into the loo to eat your lunch just makes me feel a little bit gross. Because obviously we were talking about bacteria earlier, weren't we?
Yes.
Absolute nastiness.
At the tables, I imagine like 6 people have touched this table today. And then I touched the table. And then my hands are attached to me. So then I'm covered in bacteria.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we're really, really aware of it since COVID. I think that's something that if I'd been having this conversation 5 years ago, that wouldn't be a conversation we'd be having. It's like, oh, it's just a table, it's not very clean. We wouldn't necessarily be thinking about the number of hands that have touched the table and the fact that you necessarily haven't sanitised your hands. We've become much more aware of the bacteria-ness of it all. Interesting. Did everyone have a good Easter break? Will we just revise? Does anyone come in? You're nodding.
Yeah. One.
Lots of like 7.5 hours of DT was...
Ooh, 7.5 hours of DT, but did you get some good stuff done?
I got all of it done,
yeah.
But it didn't make it fun.
It was tough. No, I didn't say it was fun. So would you be doing anything that was kind of helped us relax?
Pottery painting.
Lush. Did you go to a shop to do it?
Yeah, I have it in my bag.
Oh my God, it's so nice.
Is it? I love that.
I also made one, but I didn't bring it in because it's at my house, and that's I'm not bringing them show and tell because that's a bit weird.
When I was buying my first flat, I actually painted. Oh, I love it as a girl. Sorry, everybody, I just went a little bit. Sort of only dogs can hear me now. But it's just really, just to describe for our listeners, it's a beautiful bowl that you'd probably put cereal or pasta in, I'd say, or just have as a nice bowl. And it's got cream kind of base coat to it, and then brown patches like a cow with a little pink nose and two little eyes. It's very cute. I love it.
It's a big bowl as well.
It's a really nice bowl, actually.
It's like a cow. I've got a pasta bowl.
Nice.
Which is a plate bowl.
Is it more, open?
It's a plate in this.
A
I love plate bowls.
It's a plate bowl.
It's a pasta bowl. It was called a pasta bowl.
It's a plate bowl.
So, I love it when things combine together, like sporks.
Sporks. I love a spork. Yeah. I have got one that's also got a knife on it, but I don't know what I'd call that. So I don't. I just call it a spork.
A spife.
Spife.
That's what I call it.
A spoif. Because it's got an O in it. Anyway. Meanwhile, we've got a little bit weird. But yeah, so you can't tell I've got a migraine again today, can you? But that's really lovely. I did, when I first moved into my flat, I went every week I'd go and just paint a couple of pieces. I did a whole like 4-piece dinner set for my house that I'd made, but no one else would have it. And now my daughter's got it at university. It's really cool. So that's what I'm living on. So anyone else do anything exciting over Easter?
Learnt to read music.
Lush, always good for a music exam. Yeah, nice. How did you manage that? Just lots of repetition, lots of practice.
My nan helped. I went round hers and spent like the whole day round there.
Not a musician?
Yeah, she's retired now, but she did like piano teaching and can play really, really well.
Lovely. Piano teachers are just immense.
The music mock yesterday.
Oh, how did the music mock go?
Well, I thought it was the two sections of the listening exam and then like things you've learned, like about set works, and I thought the listening exam was quite easy, but then Mr. Malcolmson said that it was very difficult and that it was really tough for him. So now I'm worried that I've just gotten everything wrong.
Oh, your preparation is really going confident. Well for you. But bear in mind, some people are good at exams, some people are good at coursework, some people are good at painting pottery, some people are good at reading music. Everybody's got different skills, so it might be that he found it hard because he finds exams hard, and you found it easy because you find that kind of exam easier.
Yeah, and I found out I wrote the wrong thing for one of the questions.
Okay, so maybe not.
Maybe not.
I was trying to be really encouraging then, you're not helping me. Okay, cool. You know what, I think do you think your preparations are going well? Do you think you're on track?
Nope.
You're feeling a bit stressed. Jack's or not? No?
Stressed, but I think they're going well.
Okay. Why no, Jack? Why are you thinking not really?
I just don't think you could ever do enough to...
I get that. I understand that. And I think there's a real sense of... he's telling you've got a crisp on your hair. <basically. laughs> Feeding your jumper again.
Anytime there's like a nice plant that happens.
That's why I wear a scarf, I'm just saying. And I'll take it off to eat, just because I'll end up with it all
down
the top.
I don't have any scarves that would work for that.
You'll develop it when you get older, trust me. Yeah, no, I hear that, Jack. Jack's talking about like not ever feeling like enough is enough. Does anyone feel that pressure? Like you can't quite prepare enough?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think that comes from not knowing what's going to come up.
Yeah.
Because it can be very... you can either you get stuff that, oh my God, I revised exactly this, or it's like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay.
So, sometimes both in the same paper.
Yeah, sometimes both in the same paper. With those kinds of questions, though, the best thing to do is to rely upon your exam technique. So where you've been told how to like peel a paragraph, where you've been told how to bug a question, where you've been told how to like pick, literally how to write an answer, rely on that technique and then pick out those keywords from the question and you'll find your answer. It might not necessarily be as good as the answer you revised to death, but you'll still pick up some marks. But as I said to my lot with their mock exam yesterday, if you write nothing, you get nothing. You guarantee to get no marks if you write nothing. Jack's going to argue with me, because Jack always argues with me. Go on, Jack.
What if it's a trick question?
It doesn't. There won't be trick questions in your paper. They're not allowed to give you those. In the past, there have been questions that have cropped up where afterwards, when teachers have looked at them, they've gone, hang on a minute, that wasn't in the spec. We weren't supposed to teach that. Or that wasn't part of what you asked us to cover for that text. Or... And the exam board have gone, you know what, fair play, you're right, and they take it out. So even after the papers happen, they bin the question off out of your marks. So
that happened in year 10, we did a mock, and I think it's our whole class did really, really good on the question, but they took it out because we didn't need it, which...
But at least it's good practice for the technique. Okay.
Also, with revision, I think people can get caught up on how they've not done enough in the past few weeks, and they get really caught up, like, oh, I haven't done enough. But if you just start today, you still get a lot of revision in.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, there's no sense of feeling overwhelming if you do it a little bit at a time and you start now, because every minute counts. And actually, if you get going on it, I have a confession, and it's not one I'm proud of, but my GCSE maths I started revising for the night before, because I felt so overwhelmed with how much I needed to revise, I just couldn't get started. And apparently someone else in the room was doing the same thing last week.
It's working for me so far.
Well, there you go. It wasn't working for me. You were lucky. It wasn't working for me. I was not passing my mocks. I was not passing them. But I found it so overwhelming what I had to do that I just didn't want to do it until the night before. And then I literally camped out all night under my duvet with a textbook, and I revised my legs off. I literally revised, and I managed to get myself a C in old money, which would be a 5 now.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks, sir. And I keep thinking back, if I had got started sooner, even 2 weeks sooner, it would have made a huge difference. But I was so overwhelmed by it. So it does happen, but every minute. Thank you for shutting the door, Jack. Just push it through. It's all right. They know we're shutting the door. You can do it. Give it a shot. It's a weird door, that one. It occasionally just randomly opens. So it just done it. Ghost of O-Block.
No, yesterday I was in a classroom, and there's this door in the corner that just kept opening and closing. But no one else was noticing it.
Were you in G block, where there are ghosts?
No, it was L14.
Okay, well then definitely not. I think we need to do a podcast episode on the ghosts of Bay House, because apparently
I'm actually curious.
There is a book about it apparently, and I think Miss McCormack, we might have to bring in for an interview, which would definitely mean not doing a Friday record because she doesn't work Fridays, but she knows so much about the school, like all the history of the school. She's done a project.
Do a spin-off.
Yeah.
Ghost of Bay House
podcast spin-off. We do ghost hunting, we do a little sleepover and hunt them down.
So yeah, people have died. Nice.
Would you get the Bruce Kovic involved?
Not students, but ghosts from historical periods.
So still people have died.
Victoria.
It was a queen.
It was still people.
Victoria.
Queen Elizabeth was only just. The second has only just passed. The last couple of years.
One of them.
And the first was ages ago.
I think it was Victoria. I think it was Queen Victoria because she used to use it as a little hop before she went over to the island. Yes, which was her summer holiday home, as I'm finding out quite a lot about now I live there. Right. Is there anything else we need to tell our team today, our eager listeners?
Oh, yeah.
I know we haven't had any fixtures this week because it's been first week back. What else have we got to tell everyone?
I got lost in London.
Did you? Whereabouts did you get lost in London, Jack?
In London.
The London is massive.
In the underground.
Oh, on the underground. Okay, fair enough. Because I lived in London, there was no underground. So, okay. Do you know what colour the line was you were on?
Nope.
Okay. So, the London underground is actually really useful. You just cross the platform and go back the other way. Really easy. When you've lived there a long time and done
not
it
for
a lot,
Jack.
It is. So how did you find yourself out of your lost situation?
I ate something and I just lost track of time.
No, that's how you found yourself into it. How did you get unlost?
Because
there's no signal on the underground, is there? So how did you just come up out the escalators and see where you were?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
My motto is just follow a man in a suit.
Follow a man in a suit.
They normally know where they're going.
Yes, but there's a lot of those in London. You can walk
exactly
anywhere.
But if one looks like he's really eager to get somewhere, follow him.
Find a man in a high-vis. Because they all work.
That's too smart.
I prefer the suit, though.
Yeah, the suit is more sartorially elegant.
Yeah, you just follow behind them.
I'm just proud of Jack for not getting adopted by a small family and then getting named after the station where they found him.
Yeah, that would have been quite fun, wouldn't it? But maybe he's a little old for that.
Oh yeah. Waterloo. That could be my name.
Yeah,
great.
We'll call him Waterloo, that's fine.
Waterloo Jeffries.
Nice. He even has a song, he's got his own theme tune. I know we've had no fixtures, Jack's now not clearly lost. Is there anything else we need to tell the audience this week that has been going on, apart from your lovely photograph this afternoon?
Is there anything you would like to tell them?
No, not really.
Oh.
There's two people walking around in suits. They've coordinated themselves.
Are they?
Oh, yeah, no, there's two sixth formers walking around in suits. One with shades on, curly hair.
Nice, because they've got their photograph.
Yay, hi.
it's the sixth form photograph and then it's yours and they've coordinated. That's cute. I love that idea. Really nice. They were supposed to be out on a UCAS conference yesterday, but had to cancel because their coach. Really disappointing. Ooh, but I have news, actually. Talking of coaches, the Thorpe Park trip is filling up rapidly. I only got 15 places left on the first coach, and if I have to book a second coach, I'm going to have to kind of scour the universe for it because they're really hard to come by.
If we don't get a Hot Chocolate Friday, can we go?
That is true.
Can we have a discount because we've been doing the podcast?
Can you see the coercion these guys are giving you guys?
We spend our Friday lunches with you.
And
you
have it.
Please.
Yeah, year 7s get more points because they feel,
Hang on, 15 spaces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 9 spaces left.
So there's a few spaces left, everybody. And if you want to book yours, you need to go on quickly. So cash your 1,000 points in with me.
1,000 points. It's not 1,000.
Have a look on your Arbor.
Can I go to Coin Deck?
A second, if you like. Your year office can tell you. You can look on your Arbor to see how many points you've got. You can go to your year office and they'll cash them in. You can go to finance. You can go to me. I'll cash them in for you.
He's really tall.
I know one of the year 11 guys has just cashed in for an Amazon voucher. They've cashed their vouchers in.
How much money?
£10.
No.
How many points?
700.
Wow, that's not too bad.
Take me a Thorpe Park.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not sure I want to spend the entire day, including coach time, with you, if I'm honest.
Keep reserved places for us.
I cannot make any promises.
Just try and keep...
I cannot make any promises. I'm going to try and find a second coach, though, because it's exciting.
Hang on. Keep 6 places. If all the spaces don't get picked up, can we have them?
I'm going to say this on the record. Yeah. So if I don't feel my coach, I will put you on my coach. Okay?
Okay, nobody catching your points.
This is a plea from Mayhem first. Don't go. Do not catch in your
points. If there's only 8 spaces, Luke doesn't go.
That's me. Yeah, how would I do because that? Because he'll just keep spaces left. Who do I take?
I think so that's funniest. Take your favourite.
I think if I take all of you or none of you, I think it's got to be that, hasn't it?
Guys? You teach me.
So, audience, you heard it here first. That was a Bay House Buzz exclusive.
They should vote for who gets to go.
Yeah, you can vote for which of your favourite buzzers gets to go. You're so mean. Thank you so much for listening in, everybody. This has been Bay House Buzz Season 3, Episode 1.